Drug deaths in Maine are on the rise. That's according to preliminary numbers from the Maine Attorney General's office, which found 40 more Mainers died as a result of drug use last year than in 2013. Mal Leary has details.
Maine is reporting 208 drug deaths for last year, up from 176 the year before. But it's not just the overall number that's causing concern. It is the drugs that are being used. Marcella Sorg is a medical and forensic anthropologist with the University of Maine who's been analyzing drug death data in the state for nearly 20 years. She says while deaths from opioids are still a major problem, there have been significant increases in deaths linked to fentanyl as well as heroin and morphine alone or in combination with other drugs.
It is no longer pharmaceutical opiates that's causing this increase. It's heroin and fentanyl. And the fentanyl, even though that's a pharmaceutical product name, is not pharmaceutical fentanyl.
Sorg says this drug is being illegally made and distributed as a white powder on the streets. In 2013, there were 9 fentanyl deaths, and that jumped to 43 last year. The deaths from heroin and morphine alone or in combination with other drugs also had a significant increase from 34 in 2013 to 57 last year. And it's not just a problem in the cities.
The problems are in every county. They are generally distributed in terms of population density and access to I-95.
Sorg cautions the numbers could go up as autopsy reports and death certificates are reviewed. Attorney General Janet Mills says she's very concerned that the potency of the drugs is going up and some of the drug overdoses may be accidental.
This fentanyl substance, which is often used to cut heroin, is 30 to 50 times more potent than heroin. So people are using it perhaps unknowingly. As a substitute for heroin or with heroin, and they are killing themselves.
Mills says another indicator of the growing drug problem is the rise in treatment admissions for heroin. The response to the drug problem, she says, must come in the form of prevention education, law enforcement pressure on drug dealers and supply lines, and improved treatment for those Mainers who become addicted. She hopes the legislature approves several bills pending this session that would address all three areas. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.